Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good. We're real good.
Where are you this morning?
I'm up in the UP. I'm near Newberry, and I don't get, really don't get to hunt the first couple of days. So I'm just looking for people to talk to right now and listening to what's going on. It's pretty quiet in the woods so far up here. That's why I came here, because this area is having real problems with low deer numbers.
Well, I wonder what the herd is going to be like, especially here in the lower peninsula, especially since there was such good farming. The crops were bumper crops. The weather was good. How's the deer herd look for this year?
Deer numbers in the lower peninsula are fantastic. I mean, you got to remember, we have, you'll get a lot of people arguing that the DNR doesn't know exactly, and they don't know exactly how many net deer there are, but a good guess is 1.6 to 1.7 million, and half of those deer, about 800 to 850,000 of those deer, are south of Bay City. I mean, it's just phenomenal. There's been an absolute, utter sea change in the deer hunting in the last 20 years, or 25 years. It used to be every year you always went up north where all the deer were. Well, now all the deer are down south. And northern lower estimates probably about 500,000 deer or so, and the UP is about 300,000. So far fewer people are going north than they used to because they don't have to. I mean, if you can stay home, and not only can you get lots of deer, but just better quality antlers, which a lot of hunters are really concerned about. So, yeah, it's been just an amazing change.
Earlier this morning, we spoke with Steve Gruber from Wolf Creek Productions, and he said that many farmers have already taken their corn out, and with those crops gone, the deer have less places to hide, which should make it better for hunters.
Oh, yeah. The last year, there was only about, 35, 40% of the crop had been harvested in deer season, so I mean, deer can go into a cornfield, and once they're there, they don't have to move very much, and you just never see them more. This year, I think it's 80 to 90% of the corn crop has been harvested, so it should really help in that southern war region. You got to remember, they're trying to bring the deer numbers down there. I mean, they would like to bring them down there by about 35, 40% in the southern Michigan, and so this is going to help do that. They've also issued just large numbers of antlerless permits. A lot of hunters will be complaining about that, saying it's too many, but the problem is only about a third of them ever actually get used. And in the northern lower, it's just going to be kind of like last year, I think. It'll be most people are not going to be very satisfied with the deer hunting or the deer season. The UP, again, is probably going to be, western UP is going to be a little better than last year, eastern UP the same, and the problem there is just the winters. Last winter was pretty mild, but the two winters before were just really savage. And I mean, those two winters each year, they lost half of the fawn crop to the weather, and maybe 25-30% of the bucks died each year. So, each of those years, probably 35-40% of the overall deer numbers were reduced. Were just taken out by weather. Now, a lot of people don't understand that. They don't understand that deer are animals that can lose large numbers very shortly in a very short period, and also can gain large numbers in a very short period.
We're talking with Eric Sharp from the Detroit Free Press. It's 8:11. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Eric, what's the best weather for hunters?
Most of them like, cold and crisp. You like it down right around the freezing mark. It's a couple of things involved in that. It helps deer movements better when it's like that. And the other thing is, to me, a big thing is you can hear them much better. And I'll tell you, more times than not, I've heard the deer long before I've seen it. They also like a little snow on the ground if they can get it, because if you wound a deer, if you shoot a deer, you can now track it easier. But that's not what we're getting today. It looks like it's mostly kind of just it's cold or cool anyway, and so far not much rain, I don't think.
Eric, there is legislation calling for lowering the minimum hunting age. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's not going to hurt. You got to remember, there are a lot of states where there is no minimum hunting age, and so you'll have 6-year-olds out there with their parents hunting. I think at that age, I don't think kids are really, really well adapted and equipped for hunting yet. But I see no reason. Right now, we have 10-year-olds hunting. I see absolutely no reason to do that. So, you know, to me, I look at what will the difference will make to deer management? None. I think one of the ideas is they're trying to get more kids into hunting. Hunters are rapidly getting older and older as a group. We're also, you know, we're losing hunters each year. I mean, the numbers of hunters has been in a steady decline for the last 25, 30 years. You know, a couple of things happening there. We're becoming a much more urban society. When I was a kid, I'm 67. When I was a kid, everybody had an Uncle Harry or a, you know, who had a farm somewhere. You had access to it. That's changing rapidly. People are becoming very suburban and urban. And, you know, the kids nowadays, is all of these electronic toys they spend their times with rather than going out and doing things. So I think part of the legislation, part of the idea is to reverse that. I don't know that it does.
As opposed to what you see in other states, Eric, is the DNR here in Michigan as hunter-friendly as other states?
Oh, yeah. In fact, more so. You hear people complaining here calling the DNR saying, damn near Russia, but this DNR, believe me, I talk to DNR people all over the country, and they have the greatest admiration for our DNR. I think occasionally they do some pretty dumb things. But overall, they have, you know, we have produced an enormous deer herd where, you know, the deer success rate in the state is absolutely ridiculous. People go to other states, or people in other states don't have anywhere near the success that we have here. In fact, I think one thing that I think that the DNR here has been too hunter friendly in the terms of the deer group, the deer numbers, because they produce way too many deer, and we've got a couple of generations of hunters who've just been spoiled rotten on numbers. But overall, I mean, hunting and fishing in Michigan overall are way superior to most states.
And then finally, Eric, in a story that you wrote, headlined "Wisconsin Deer with Chronic Wasting Disease Triggers Ban on Feeding in the UP." Through our conversation yesterday, you told me that although deer feeding is against the law in the lower peninsula, it's really needed in the UP because the deer will starve.
Well, yeah, it's not much. It's not the baiting that's the big thing in the UP. It's feeding them through the supplemental feeding through the winter, I think, is going to be the key element. I think this is going to bring up a real big discussion on whether the baiting ban has worked. The baiting ban has been an absolute total failure in the Lower Peninsula, except in the sense that it's reduced the amount of bait that's gone out. But every mom-and-pop store and gas station just about in Michigan, and not just northern Michigan, by the way, this is lower Michigan, you know, southern Michigan as well, they're all selling bait. And they're using, and the hunters are using bait. In the UP, if they can't feed deer through the winter, they're going to have even more losses than they have now. Because, first, deer don't belong in the UP. That's what people don't seem to understand. An amazing number of people don't know that. There were virtually no deer there before the loggers came in and cleared the landscape. It was moose, elk, caribou, animals adapted to live in deep snow. Deer are not. You know, and so when you get a really bad winter there, you can have massive losses, a couple of 100,000 deer. And that's even with people feeding them. So, yeah, this is something that's going to be interesting now. Right now, theoretically, that's going to trigger a ban on feeding deer at this winter. It's not going to, the DNR said, you know, they can't stop the baiting because the bait's already out there this season. But supposedly that will stop it this winter feeding deer. We'll see what happens then. I think you're going to have to see a real modification of the DNR plan.
If you like the outdoors, if you love the Michigan outdoors, you need to read Eric Sharp. He's with the Detroit Free Press. Go to freep.com, E-R-I-C-S-H-A-R-P. And his material is right there. Eric, enjoy firearms deer season.
I will. I'll have a good time.
You're listening.
I'm in Candyland.